RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo distributes 2,797 land certificates in Bali. Ambassador of Democratic People's Republic of Korea affirmed Indonesia has great potential cooperation. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo distributed 2,797 land ownership certificates in Badung District, Bali on Friday as part of a program in which 3,500 certificates were issued through complete systematic land registration program. He said that this program is aimed at preventing land dispute in district and cities caused by the unavailability of certificates. He affirmed that he does not want land dispute with neighbors, government, or companies to happen again in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo also stated that the government has set a target of producing 5 million certificates this year, 7 million in 2018 and 9 million in 2019. He admitted that the total number of plots needing certification in the country had reached 126 million, but so far only 46 million of them had been certified. Potential cooperation between Democratic People's Republic of Korea and Indonesia is believed to be quite large in various sectors. Moreover, the potential is supported by the establishment of diplomatic relations and the distance between the two countries is not too far away. This was stated by Ambassador of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea to Indonesia, An Kwan Yi, in Jakarta recently.
I believe the potential for the cooperation between the two countries is much bigger than you expect. Two countries is connected directly to the sea and the distance is not very far. I believe there is a big potential in cooperation between the two countries, investment, banking, science and technical cooperation, tourism, cultural exchange.
Ambassador An Kwan Yi added that the rapid infrastructure development in various regions across Indonesia carried out by President Joko Widodo also becomes one of the factors that support the potential of such cooperation. Indonesia, through the Education and Arts Foundation, Jaya Suprana School of Performing Arts, will exchange pianists with some countries. The exchange of pianists is one of the forms of Indonesian diplomatic efforts through art and culture. This was affirmed by Jaya Suprana as the chairman of Education and Arts Foundation, Jaya Suprana School of Performing Arts, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. That's an exchange of pianists between Cuba and Indonesia. We have established it with Poland, Lithuania, Germany, Japan, China, and Australia. For North Korea, it will be planned, inshallah, next year. Jaya Suprana further said that Indonesia has also cooperated with the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The cooperation was initiated through Jaya Suprana's recent visit to Pyongyang, the capital city of North Korea. The Indonesian Maritime Pilot Association (INANPA) has been elected to become a member of International Maritime Pilots Association (IMPA). INANPA's president, Pasuruan Hermant Haryanja, said in Jakarta on Friday that this is a matter of pride for Indonesia because INANPA has never been a member of IMPA. Currently, the Indonesian Maritime Pilots Association's role and capacity are equivalent to their other counterparts around the world. He stated that INANPA also has played a significant role in supporting the Indonesian government as the world maritime axis. He added INANPA successfully organized the Asia-Pacific Maritime Pilots Meeting, which took place in Bali from August 28 until 30, 2017, and was attended by more than 200 participants from various countries such as South Korea, Japan, China, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, Malaysia, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, Vietnam, Canada, and the host Indonesia. This news is coming to you from Area World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Head of the Krati Economic Agency Bekraf, Triawan Munaf, stated that only 16% of Krati businesses have obtained legal entity status. He said that Bekraf will continue to encourage Krati industry to register their businesses as a legal entity. He added that being a legal entity would help the industry to manage taxes and business goals. He also stated that it is the reason why they had partnered with the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN. A franchise must have a legal entity. Bekraf set a goal for the creative industry to contribute 1,000 trillion rupiah to the gross domestic product GDP. Jakarta Administration and City-owned Market Operator PD Pasar Jaya officiated wholesale center called Jat Grosir on Friday, September 9th. The Jat Grosir is located in the 3,800 square meter Pasar Induk Kramat Jati, a traditional wholesale market in East Jakarta that could load 214 goods on initial stage. PD Pasar Jaya President Director Arif Nasruddin said that Jat Grosir is the base of Jakmart and Mini Distribution Center in Jakarta. Arif also explained that Jat Grosir implements cashless system. It means that vendors who plan to shop for commodities must have vendor card or Monas Wholesale Business Card, which is currently distributed in a number of markets in Jakarta. In the future, Jat Grosir will be available in all areas across Jakarta, including Pulau Seribu District, in order to monitor prices of goods in Jakarta. Jat Grosir operates daily starting from 7th to 10th o'clock. The last item, meanwhile, the Jakarta Ministry said to cooperate with the police on the enforcement of city regulation demanding that residents park their vehicles only on their properties. The Jakarta Transportation Agency has warned residents that parking cars on the roadside could see their vehicle docked away. According to the 2014 regulation, a car owner should have a garage on their property to park their vehicle, which is a requirement for obtaining a vehicle registration document. Jakarta Transportation Agency Deputy Head Sigit Wijakmoko said that the administration would communicate with the Jakarta Police regarding the policy in relation to the document issuance. Even though the policy had not been strictly enforced since the regulation issued in 2014, the Transportation Agency now looks committed to monitoring its implementation. That's news over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various important events occurring this week are featured in the form of editorials by some of leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review of Voice of Indonesia. Let's begin with Republika newspaper, which is in its editorial on Friday writes, "Welcome home, Hajj." The peak of the Hajj pilgrimage 2017 has ended. Alhamdulillah, the implementation of the fifth pillar of Islam, followed by millions of pilgrims from various countries in the world, took place safely and smoothly. Since Wednesday, Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have gradually returned to their homeland. However, the task of organizing Committee of Hajj Indonesia in Saudi Arabia to serve the pilgrims has not been completed. Service to the pilgrims, whether in Mecca or Medina, should not be slack, they should still get excellent health care, transportation, lodgings, and catering services. Turning to Sindo newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes about the Rohingya concern action. Wednesday afternoon, 1,000 participants of Rohingya Solidarity Action staged a demonstration in front of the Embassy of Myanmar on Jalan Agus Salim, Central Jakarta. Throughout the demonstration, thousands of protesters who came from various corners of the capital shouted strong action that should be taken by Indonesian government, such as expelling Myanmar from Indonesia to the termination of cooperation between Indonesia and Myanmar. To end the press review here is Tempo newspaper, which is in its editorial on last Thursday writes, "Tighten doctor education permit. The government should be strict in granting permission after deciding to lift the moratorium on opening of doctors' education program. The suspension of the establishment of the Faculty of Medicine was decided towards the middle of last year due to pressure from several medical organizations, such as the Indonesian Medical Council and the Indonesian Doctors Association. They are concerned about the condition of doctors' education and the quality of existing doctors. According to the Tempo Daily, the government should not repeat the mistakes of the past. The ratio of doctors and residents of Indonesia has exceeded the ideal standard of World Health Organization, which is 1 to 2,500. According to data from the Indonesian Medical Council, the current ratio is 1 to 2,270. The government just needs to work hard to level the health experts across Indonesia. At the same time, the government must continue to improve the quality of education of existing doctors. Campus supervision should be tightened. Thus, the number of accredited campuses can be significantly increased compared to last year. Well, that was press review.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back on today's programs. Today in history of Air World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While listener, we begin an event which occurred on September 9, 1948 about National Sport Day. September 9th is commemorated as National Sport Day relating to organization of first National Sport Week, which was held in Surakarta, Central Java starting from September 9 to September 12, 1948. September 9 was the date of the opening of National Sport Week decided as National Sport Day. The first National Sport Week was officially opened by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, and closing event was held by Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX as the chairman of the Olympic Committee of Republic of Indonesia. The first National Sport Week was participated in by around 600 athletes. The participants came from 13 cities such as Surakarta, Yogyakarta, Bandung, Madiun, Semarang, Jakarta, and Surabaya. Surakarta City became the grand champion by achieving 36 medals from the total of 108 gold medals, silvers, and bronzes which were contested. The next event was in 1948. The northern part of Korea becomes North Korea with the official name of Democratic People's Republic of Korea. North Korea, officially the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, is a country in East Asia constituting the northern part of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang is the nation's capital and largest city to the north and northwest the country's border with China and by Russia, along with Anod, known as the Yalu in China, and Tumen rivers. It is bordered to south with South Korea, with the heavily fortified Korean Demilitarized Zone (DMZ) separating the two countries. Nevertheless, North Korea, like its southern counterpart, claims to be the legitimate government of the entire Korean Peninsula. In 1910, Korea was annexed by the Empire of Japan. After the Japanese surrender at the end of World War II in 1945, Korea was divided into two zones, with the north occupied by the Soviet and south by the Americans. Negotiation on reunification failed, and in 1948, separate governments were formed: the Socialist Democratic People's Republic of Korea in the north and the Capitalist Republic of Korea in the south. An impatient initiative by North Korea led to the Korean War, 1950-1953. The Korean Armistice Agreement brought about a ceasefire, but no peace treaty was signed. And the last event was in 2004 about Australian Embassy bombing. The 2004 Australian Embassy bombing took place on 9 September 2004 in Jakarta. A one-ton car bomb, which was packed into a small Daihatsu delivery van, exploded outside the Australian Embassy in Kuningan District, South Jakarta, at about 10:30 local time, killing 9 people, including the suicide bomber, and wounded over 150 others. The explosion gutted the Great Embassy on the 12th floor of a adjacent building, where the three diplomats were slightly wounded. Damage to the nearby Chinese embassy was also reported. Numerous office buildings surrounding the embassy were also damaged by the blast, which shattered windows in buildings 500 meters away, injuring many workers inside, mostly by broken glasses. A dispute ensued as to how many civilians died after the explosion. Local health authorities in Jakarta reported 9 deaths compared to 11 deaths reported by Australian officials. Nonetheless, all Australians working at the embassy were reported alive. Among the victims killed were embassy security guard Antong Sujarwo, 23 years old, and 4 Indonesian policemen on duty at the embassy. The rest were civilian, including the embassy gardener Suryadi, 34 years old, 2 embassy workers, a Pisa applicant, and a pedestrian. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Ada Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Focus. Today, it's on Joko Widodo and Lee Hsien Loong celebrating 50 years of Indonesia-Singapore relationship. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, 6 September, departed to Singapore to start his visit in commemoration of 50 years of relationship between Indonesia and Singapore. It was marked by President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister of Singapore, Lee Hsien Loong, planting trees of Sunda oak and a morning walk together at Singapore Botanical Garden early Thursday, followed by breakfast together. In a joint press statement, Prime Minister Lee explained that the theme of their meeting was Trust Partners Rising Together. Rising is an abbreviation of the Republic of Indonesia and Singapore. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said that two countries' ties were built on the same strategic belief and vision. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia and Singapore have overcome challenges and added that the challenge of the next 50 years, of course, will be different. Before the bilateral meeting, President Joko Widodo and Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong met privately in the office of the Prime Minister of Singapore. In the bilateral meeting, the President was accompanied by a number of ministers and signed 5 memorandum of understanding. 4 other MOU were also signed in front of the 2 heads of government. They are among others in the field of education, infrastructure, digital economy, and disaster management. The rising 50th anniversary is enlivened by a joint performance of the Indonesian Air Force and Republic of Singapore Air Force RSAF at the Marina Bay Cruise Center, with F-16 fighter jets flying and displaying a formation of 50 number. Before returning to Jakarta, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong attended the Singapore-Indonesia Investment Forum themed Business Opportunities in Indonesian Tourism Sector. The President and the family returned to Jakarta on Thursday night. That was Focus Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo distributed 2,797 land ownership certificates in Badung District, Bali on Friday. As part of the program, in which 3,500 certificates were issued through a complete systematic land registration program. Potential cooperation between Democratic People's Republic of Korea and Indonesia is believed to be quite large in various sectors. Moreover, the potential is supported by the establishment of diplomatic relations, and the distance between the two countries is not too far away. This was stated by the Ambassador of Democratic People's Republic of Korea to Indonesia, Ang Kwan Yi, in Jakarta recently. Indonesia, through the Education and Art Foundation Jaya Suprana School of Performing Arts, will exchange Viennese with some countries. The exchange of the Viennese is one of the forms of Indonesian diplomatic efforts through art and culture. The Indonesian Maritime Pilot Association, INAMPA, has been elected to become a member of the International Maritime Pilot Association, IMPA. INAMPA's president, Pasuruan Herman Haryanja, said in Jakarta on Friday that this is a matter of pride for Indonesia because INAMPA has never been a member of IMPA. Head of the Creative Economy Agency, Triawan Munaf, stated that only 16% of creative businesses had obtained legal entity status. He said the BECRA will continue to encourage creative industry to register their businesses as a legal entity. Jakarta Administration and City-owned Market Operator PD Pasar Jaya officiated wholesale center called Jat Grosir on Friday. The Jat Grosir, located in the 3,800 square meter Pasar Induk Kramat Jati, a traditional wholesale market in East Jakarta that could load 2,114 goods on initial stage. The Jakarta Administration said to cooperate with the police on the enforcement of city regulation demanding that residents park their vehicle only on their own properties. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to Nun Sui Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
listener, Nun Sui is a beach whose location is near with two other tourism objects, namely Laisana and Manikin Beach in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, or NTT. Nun Sui Beach is located in the east of Kupang City. This beach stretches at Osapa Village, Klapa Lima Top District in Kupang. It is not difficult to find the beach because from the center of Kupang City, using motor vehicles only takes 20 minutes. Listener, Nun Sui Beach is mentioned as Batu Nona Beach by local people because at the beach there is stone which looks like a woman. According to the story, there was a woman who committed suicide by jumping from cliff with 5 meters high into the sea. Then her body changed to be stone, which is called Batu Nona now. This Batu Nona is located near the beach, so visitor is easy and not necessary to close it. This Batu Nona is well known because if visitor climbs on the stone, so visitor can see beautiful Kupang Bay and sunset. Listener, when waiting for sunset, visitors can enjoy fresh air at the beach while sitting at stone embankment. For you who like fishing, this embankment is a place to catch fish. Along Batu Nona, visitors can also see activity of Kupang citizens. In the evening, it is the right time to visit the beach because at that time, the sea recedes so that you can adventure the beach as you can. The structure of Batu Nona Beach is quite unique because the beach has irregular stone expanse. Listener, if you are tired to play or swim at the beach, you can enjoy the beauty of the beach while sunbathing, and you can also enjoy typical food such as roasted corn, epe banana, and young coconut ice. That was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Nun Sui Beach. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Andika in Miscellany, over at Radio Service, West of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will talk about the 34th National Sports Day. On September 9, 1983, Indonesia commemorates National Sports Day for the first time. The date is chosen to recall the history to the inaugural National Sports Week. The Indonesian Sports Week started from the rejection of Indonesian athletes to participate in the 14th Summer Olympics in London, England in 1948.
The reason behind the rejection was the Sports Association of the Republic of Indonesia, as the official sporting body in Indonesia at that time, has not been recognized as a member of the International Olympic Committee. The rejection was also due to the independence of Indonesia that had not been recognized by the world. To show the world that Indonesia is able to organize national-scale sporting events, the Sports Association of the Republic of Indonesia decided to hold National Sports Week for the first time in Solo, Central Java, and the opening ceremony was inaugurated by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, while the closing ceremony was conducted by the 9th Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The commemoration of this year's National Sports Day is centered in Magelang, Central Java. The city was chosen to host the event mainly for the existence of Mount Tidar, which is considered as the center or the middle point of Java Island. According to Deputy Assistant of the Sports Management Recreation, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, Hamka Hendranur, there is a plan to build the land and water monument in the area of Mount Tidar. The materials to build the land and water monument are taken from 90 cities or districts brought by thousands of participants, Goes Pesona Nusantara, from various regions. Magelang City owns water from the Sower Drajat in Kampung Tulung, Magelang Village, and the land from Mount Tidar is the part of the materials to build the monument due to water from Tuk Drajat and sand of Mount Tidar. Listener, Hamka added that the National Sports Day commemoration is not only about ceremonial event, it also has the aim to promote the potential of Mount Tidar as tourism and sports destination. The event is also about Borobudur Temple as Indonesia's 10th main tourism destination. According to the mayor of Magelang, Sigit Widyanindito, the monument contains a philosophy that reflects the city of Magelang as a symbol of the unity and harmony of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. The National Sports Day event will be centered in the Mohamad Subroto Stadium in the city of Magelang. A few other activities will be organized in the Military Academy Complex in Magelang, Yogyakarta, and Temanggung Regency. Well, listeners, that was Miss Lani for today's edition of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you for listening and see you again.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a singer and pianist, namely Frau. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Mesin Penenun Hujan. Listener, that was the first song entitled Mesin Penenun Hujan. Lelani Hermiasi, or Lani, who has famous name Frau, is songwriter or Mesin Penenun Hujan. This song had been sung by Kunto Aji in 2014. Woman who was born in Yogyakarta, May 2, 1990, has worked since she was at senior high school. She has composed 18 songs. During her career, Frau is not alone. She is always accompanied by a digital piano which is named Oscar. However, Frau did not directly release her work to Indonesian music world. Earlier, Frau only recorded her work in her laptop, Emily. The recorded work was uploaded in MySpace, her account. Who knows, warm welcome of public met Frau having recorded again at studio. Finally, on March 1, 2010, Frau released her first mini album entitled Starlit Carousel, which can be downloaded for free. Listener, let's listen to another song from Frau entitled Sepasang Kekasih Yang Pertama Bercinta di Luar Angkasa. Enjoy the song.
Di rentang waktu yang jauh dan memburai kau berikan sepasang tanganmu terbuka dan membiru enggan. Di gigir yang curam dan dunia tertinggal kelak membeku sungguh betapa lesah dan udara yang terbakar jauh. Kita adalah sepasang kekasih yang pertama bercinta di luar angkasa.
Mm-hmm.
listener, Frau's second album, entitled Happy Coda, was released in 2013. Still accompanied by her piano, the arrangement of song entitled Tarian Sari has Sundanese genre. This album still received positive appreciation from her fans. Listener, Frau staged not only the name for Lani, otherwise another charm which is created by her. Frau is a form of expression of love on music. Although she receives many compliments, Frau does not pursue popularity, because according to her, playing music is an expression and real happiness. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled Tarian Sari and Mr. Wolf. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Sari menari di bawah mudanya mentari, sambur merahnya di sebelakang, lalu terbangnya putar ke kanan. Sari menari kali, hanya ingatan yang tak hanyut dan tak terlepaskan, terbawa arus bermuara. Menghindar tangis, Sari putuskan sejenak henti, ketuk berbunyi dari pintu depan berulang kali. Sari berpaling, sambut cucunya masuk berlari, lantas dengan sikapnya ia pun berlutut dan kejubkan rindu. Menari sambil menatap si perempuan mungil, mata beningnya biaskan segenap hari lalu, semua yang telah dan yang takkan. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
In such a different world, my very Mr. Wolf wouldn't mind to be my everything. In such a scary life, he has been sailing as a pirate, as a bandit. Come real, but don't you start eating me. Ooh, 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 ooh. I don't think it's that hard to step a little lower. Be careful, be careful. You've got to watch your steps. Come nearer, come nearer, come nearer, come near. In many ways of speech, you easily trick me into trusting some not real thing. It's such an exciting world since you enchanted me to be a pirate and a bandit in these grounds of Neverland. Such a different world, my very Mr. Wolf wouldn't mind to be my everything. In such a scary life, he has been sailing as a pirate and a bandit in these grounds of Neverland.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.